Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Stacy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Feminazism today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Feminazism. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. It seems that the insidious term feminism, coined by shock jock Rush Limbaugh in the 1990s, has slipped into common usage. Slowly but surely it has become a catch-all term used to silence women who call sexism sexism, and it seems to be silencing women. Feminazi is a term used pejoratively to describe feminists who are perceived as extreme or radical, or as women who are at the most radical end of feminism. Until recently, feminazi was a word largely confined to the dark corners of the internet, pejorative of any woman perceived by some as extreme or radical, or who aspired to superiority over men rather than equality. Every time you call someone a feminist, you equate the fact that women have the same rights as men, such as the right to education, health care and housing, with mass murder. For simplicity's sake, a feminist is someone who supports women's rights, and the whole idea of feminism is better than feminism, even if you have problems with it. On the other hand, feminazis believe that men are the enemy and must be defeated at all costs. Men are often reluctant to be identified as feminists, when in fact they could be one of them. The most common perception is that feminism is about women being superior to men, which has led to the birth of the new word feminazi. A feminist is someone who fights for equal rights for men and women. On the other hand, feminazis are someone who is a radical feminist and has been advocating feminism for so long that people have started calling them feminazi. People often hesitate to call themselves feminists, especially men, but frankly, that annoys me, and I'm sorry about that. The Guy's Guide to Feminism, Rev. 743, is the perfect book to make your guy read for the first time, or at least read feminism for the first time. The most common perception is that feminism is about women being superior to men, which has led to the birth of a new word. Feminazi. Feminazi is someone who is a radical feminist and has been advocating feminism for so long that people have started calling her feminists and feminists. Women who advocate gender equality are not, they are called feminazi, and this diminishes the true meaning of the original term. To ensure that we are not trivialized, we must eradicate toxic portmanteaus such as feminazi immediately. When someone is labeled a feminazi on Twitter, the other trolls are just waiting for them. I remember watching a video about being a feminist and being a lesbian and hating men, and the ignorant insult feminazi has the potential to damage the general view of those fighting for women's rights, because knowledge of what feminism really means is not readily available. Feminism, which seeks to spread equal rights for women and men by equating female qualities with those of men, is a nationalist ideology that belies Nazism. Despite this difference, some people insist on using the term feminazi, or a combination of the two, to describe feminists. Some campaigned while waving swastikas, and some campaigned with a swastika on their hats. This sentence trivializes the horrors of Nazi Germany and damages an important human rights movement. It is often used to describe a woman who is obsessed with perpetuating or persecuting. This term was coined by my best friend, a highly respected professor, to describe women who are hostile to any viewpoint that challenges militant feminism. I prefer to call the most obnoxious feminists what they really are, which is really just a euphemism for their anti-feminist views. The modern, self-described feminist is generally humorless, misandry, petty, embittered. Feminazi is best described as a militant feminist with a fine-sounding title, such as feminist feminist or feminist activist. They use feminist ideology as a pretext to confirm absolutely every resentment born in humanity as a whole, and to be able to act independently against those who do not manifest their mindless zeal. They legitimize the militant fascism that lurks in the ranks of militant feminism, as well as other forms of anti-feminism. Most tellingly, they would write off everything I have just said as a lie. I have had enough of patriarchy all my life, so it's no real surprise that the term feminazi has popped up on my Facebook feed and that Sydney girls have become a typical feminazi because they are women who don't want men to open doors for them. Even more disturbing about the way it organizes feminism into good and bad forms is that it is generally perpetrated by people who, at best, dislike feminism. By declaring that some elements of feminism have worked, while declaring radical fringe movements irrational and anti-democratic, they absolve themselves of any responsibility for persistent, difficult, and disturbing activism. Thank you all for joining us again on Feminazism, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.